thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to Ask Elle, fantastic radio talk show. So, folks, if you want to call in, we would love to have you call to the station and talk to us, 605-4567, 605-4567. If you want to listen to us, you can go to your cell phones and just put in KCNR1460.com, hit the green button, and you can hear us. And so we have
joining us in the studio.
Yeah, joining us today. Well, wait a minute. We got to talk about our sponsor first.
Of course.
So we are sponsored by Carlene's Restaurant and our favorite, most favorite place, Deja Vu, along with Deja Brew.
Fantastic
coffee shop on the left side. Yeah. Turn left.
Favorite coffee.
So
phenomenal job.
Yeah. So
food and
where
prop.
Were we?
Yeah.
Our guest.
We have a
special guest.
Special visitor. Tonight. She's just going to weigh in that show.
Okay.
Kind of.
And who is she?
Jennifer. Morgan.
Say hi. Say hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Thank you for having me here with you tonight. And
we're so glad you're here, Jennifer. Jennifer's a hoot. She's just an awesome person. And so she's just kind
of
here to.
She's like one of my BFFs besides you.
She is.
Then you have two.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm the BFF.
Okay. Number one and number two.
One and number two, okay. All right, so what are we going to talk about today?
Well, tonight's show, we are, I guess, again, talking about relationship topics. Tonight's topic is one that, it's a powerful one because it has to do with the way that men manage stress as opposed to how women manage stress and some of the problems that causes, the breakdowns that can cause, and how to solve that. So,
really?
Yeah. Mm. We're going to take a look at what that looks like and then give you some ideas on if you have relationship breakdowns because of the way you manage stress, what you can do about it.
So, are we going to talk about men first? Or?
Yeah, we are going to talk about the...
Of course.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of weave in men and women throughout. But, yeah, we're going to talk about men first because, as you know, I feel like society's done a real big job on tearing men down.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal is to honor them. So.
Liam, you're listening to this, right?
I'm listening.
Okay, good.
Liam's going to weigh in tonight, too.
I will weigh in tonight.
Yes, you will.
Liam, our number one producer.
Count on it. So, just stress. So, I'm going to just jump right in, and I'm still new at this. I'm still kind of going off my notes. It might sound a little clunky, but we'll get there. A man's needs for feeling good are different than a woman's. That's no surprise. We all know that men and women do lots of things different. So over the next few weeks, we'll just be covering these different topics. But here's the big one, that a man feels better by solving problems when there's stress. He wants to solve the problem, and a woman feels better, this is no surprise either, by talking about problems and what that looks like and how that shows up. We got a call in. Okay.
Going to, yes.
Okay. So a man feels better by solving problems. A woman feels better when she's talking about the problems. And so not understanding these differences can create a lot of friction in relationships. And by the way, if anybody's out there and you have something you want to say or questions you want to ask, please do. We love to take questions, even if we can't answer them. We'll do our best. So here's an example. I'm just going to give you an example right now. Say Ron was actually in a relationship.
And
he wants to come home and he wants to relax and unwind and he's stressed. He comes home and he's stressed by all the unsolved problems of his day. He's going to find relief through forgetting about his problems and say he's got a partner and her name is Mary.
Mm.
And she wants to relax, too. So he wants to forget about his problems. He wants to be relieved of his problems. She does, too, but she finds relief not about not forgetting about them, but or solving them, but by talking about them. So she wants to talk about her problems of the day. So this difference in the way the men deal with stress and women deal with stress slowly begins to build tension and resentment. So without understanding these differences, partners just slowly begin to grow further apart. So it's just one example of where men and women are at odds with each other. So solving this problem, it has nothing to do with how much two people love each other. It doesn't matter how much you love Mary, Ron.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. It's going to depend on how much you understand each other. So that's what we're going to jump into tonight, is kind of understanding that. Women really do need to talk about their problems to feel better. But for men to feel better, they have to take space. So they have to take space, they have to regroup in order to feel better. And a lot of times what happens when the man needs to take that space, he has to. He's compelled to. He can't not take that space. He won't be able to function without taking that space to regroup. But then what happens to the woman is she suddenly feels like, oh, my God, he's disconnected. He's mad at me.
Yeah.
Why are you mad at me? And she's asking him, why are you mad at me? He's like, I'm not mad at you. Yes, you are. You're not. You didn't talk to me. You're not talking to me. You're disconnecting from me. So it's really not that. It's, she's trying to get him to talk, and he does not want to talk right now about that. So these differences can be resolved in, understanding how men and women deal with stress.
Well, tell me how.
Okay, I'll tell you how.
Thank you.
I'm going to try.
So I can, talk to Mary.
Yes, yes. So you and Mary can live happily shortly ever after.
No,
you're short ever after.
No,
you're going to outlive us all, Ron. So here's the thing, and this is actually something I'm just kind of learning too. I have male friends, and it's taken me a long time to learn a lot of this stuff. So I'm kind of in the foxhole with y'all on it. But when men are upset, they don't want to talk about what's bothering them. And it's not because you're behaving badly. It's not because you're withholding information. It's not because you don't want to talk to us. It's because you don't want to burden another person with your problem. That's how you look at it. Men would never burden other men with their problems, unless it's a friend and you need assistance.
Kind of throw something there.
Oh, please do.
So, and actually some of that comes from their upbringing, right? And some of that plays into that is the fact that typically men have been taught in their lives to not cry, to be tough, to be the strong one, and to not share their emotion or put their emotion on their sleeve. And so as they grow up, and I'm not saying all men, but there's, this is a real statistical thing that happens to men.
Don't cry.
Yeah.
Don't cry. And you have to be the strong one. And so as they grow up and they get older and they start to have to deal with problems, adult problems and such, it's harder for them to talk about them because it's a sign of weakness. It shows a side.
I've heard that.
Yeah. And again, this is not for everybody. And there is a very good portion of men who are exactly like you say. They come through the door. They want to just kick back on the couch and relax. And their brain's been processing and thinking all day long. And they're solving problems all day long. And when they
That's
come
right.
home. Yeah. Their brains are like,
we do.
They gotta put that stuff away.
And we're like,
yeah. So stress reliever for us. There's a hormone for women that is released when we talk. It's a self-soothing effect on us. So when we talk, there's a hormone that's released. It's helping us soothe. And then by the time we're done talking and men's eyes are glazed over, we've actually kind of solved our own problems and we're relaxed. So, but getting back to the men, when they're upset, typically, and of course I'm talking in generalities. I know there's lots of exceptions out there, and down the road we'll get to some of those exceptions and have special guests in, to talk about those. But, typically, they don't talk about what's bothering them because they don't want to be a burden. And I have a friend that has said this to me. I don't want to burden you. What's going on? What's wrong? I don't want to burden you. I'm like, you don't get it. It's not a burden. Connect. Talk to me. Be my girlfriend. He's asking for assistance. So he'll become quiet, and then he goes into his man cave. And actually, man cave is a real thing, but his brain can be his man cave. His brain cave. I'll call it the brain cave. Mm-hmm. He goes into his brain cave or his man cave might be, who knows,
sitting
in front of the TV.
Empty compartment. No.
Is that what it is?
Well, you said that we have a lot of compartments.
You do.
And one of them's...
One of them is empty. I don't even get that concept. Like, what the heck? I want that factory setting. That's not fair. So I get it. But he becomes quiet, very, very quiet, goes into his brain cave or man cave. Might even be a man cave. Might be a place where he goes and just kind of zones out. But he's got to think about his problems. So he's mulling over these problems to find the solution. So when he's found the solution... Might take him a few minutes, might take him 20 minutes, I don't know, however long it takes him to go to get things put away. He's going to feel much better, and then he comes out of his cave, and he's ready to connect. And that mystifies women, because we just want to get that rid of that stress. We need to get rid of that stress. I've called it before a bucket of boat trash. It's inside of our chest cavity. What? Do we have
no,
break?
I'm just going to say, okay. Why don't you hold that thought?
That's right. I'm supposed to wait for the music. Okay.
No.
I'm learning.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break and stay tuned.
Okay. Taking a break.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants. All right, welcome back to the Ask L Show. This is Ron Lim, co-host. If you want to call in, here's the phone number, 605-4567, 605-4567, or you can go to your phone and just put in kcnr1460.com and press the green button, and you can listen to us on your phone. And our show is brought to you by our very, very favorite place to go for lunch, breakfast, Deja Vu.
Coffee,
Deja Brew. Left turn when you go in the door. And Carlene's Restaurants. So, we're back to Ask Elle Show, and where were we, Elle?
Well, we were with Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Jennifer.
We were with Jennifer. And I'm going to diverge a little bit because I got an interesting comment in from Eric, who's in New York, listening in. Yes.
All the way in New York?
Hi, Eric.
Yeah.
Wow. Hi, Eric.
Isn't that famous?
We are.
No.
Okay, so Eric says, which I think this is an interesting point. If anybody has anything to add to it, I'd love to hear. Men are not equipped to help other men with feelings. Defense is the defense, I guess the defense to this is to make fun of each other or make fun of them in hopes that they take it as rejection and don't have to talk about feelings together.
I don't think that's accurate.
Liam doesn't agree. Of course, you gotta get, understand, this is from New York. It's a whole different breed out there.
We are in California.
Well, no. A lot of it just comes down to, like, the culture in like, whatever group you're in, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna talk to, like, an acquaintance about what I'm dealing with. But, like, my close buddies, like, we'll talk.
Do you talk about feelings? Like,
oh,
I
yeah.
get that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've seen them cry, like, I don't know. We're also like artists.
Yeah.
So like we're kind of like emotional or whatever. But I don't know. I think a lot of it is a cultural issue rather than a genetic.
Issue. It could be a regional issue.
Yeah.
And I have to say, when I worked for the airlines, that regional thing is a thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it can also be a generational problem too.
Well, that's true.
Know what I mean?
Eric's very old.
That's not what I was saying.
Yeah, that's not true. I'm just teasing. I don't know how old he is. Oh, yeah, I kind of do. Okay. So thank you so much for that, weighing in on that. And I'm going to check my phone. I've got Louise from Reading asks, when men shut down and you are frustrated by them shutting down, where does communication go from there? Oh, you guys are going to love this one. Chasing him around the house, biting at his heels, doesn't seem to work.
We talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah. We're going to talk about that again briefly. Louise from Reading, thank you so much for that wonderful question and comment, because almost everyone that has been a part of this show can relate to that. And so I'm going to address it. I'll try to make it quick. From my understanding, and again, if you disagree or if you have more to say to it, weigh in. But when men walk away from a conversation, my understanding is that they're actually doing a noble thing, because men are designed, if they've picked you as a partner, they are designed to protect you. And the last thing they want to do is engage in something that feels like war and want to hurt you. So a lot of times when men walk away, they're just picking the more noble act of not saying something that's going to be mean, not saying something they're going to regret later, or hurting you, or just not knowing how to respond in that moment, and then they have to go process. So they need space, and men...
Oh, I was just going to throw something in there. Yeah, and one of the relationships I had, and what you're saying is so true, and a lot of the times... It's, you know, men like to solve problems, and they need to solve problems. So if a woman presents something to him, and I'm just saying this from experience, because I've done this before. I went to an ex-boyfriend, and I'm like, I had this problem, and I didn't really want him to fix it, and there really wasn't a solution, right? So because there wasn't a solution, and he wasn't going to fix it, and he was a fixer, it frustrated him.
He's
just like, well, I can't fix that, and then... You know, he got frustrated at me, but when in reality, all I wanted to do was just talk about it. Like, I didn't actually want him to fix it. I just wanted him to hear me.
Yeah.
Even though I know there was not going to be any resolution.
I just love that you bring that point up too, Jennifer, and thank you for that. And I really appreciate your courage and just being so vulnerable and coming in here and being vulnerable. We're going to bring that up a little bit later if we get through all my.
Would you feel better if I touched your leg? You know? Would that help fix it?
So
I didn't mean it like that.
You're kind of on the right track, Ron.
Let me put it in a different way.
And Mary has left.
Maybe it's just fine.
Oh, that's right. We're talking about Mary.
And we can get to this too, but one, you know, that brings up a point. I was talking to Ron earlier, which I think is why he made the comment of, you know, would it be better if he touched my leg, is that one of the things that I realized when, you know, in a situation where I was with my significant other and they had that horrible day and they just were done. They weren't talking, and I was in that mood where I'm like, you know, what's wrong? What did I do? Why aren't you talking to me? You know, getting all defensive, you know, and hurt because I thought I was being ignored or whatever, being less of, then, you know, I said that just a touch, like if he would have just put a touch on, you know, a touch on your leg, or like give you a hug, or, you know, just like sometimes touch helps solve a lot, like that piece that's missing.
That's what I meant.
Between relationships.
Thank you, Jennifer. You guys, I just love you guys. You're great.
So apparently,
we got a call.
We got a phone.
Michael.
Michael. All okay. Right. Welcome, Michael.
Welcome, Michael.
Hello, this is Michael from Cincinnati, Ohio. How are you guys?
Michael!
Hi!
From Cincinnati, Ohio. Thank you for calling
Hello.
In.
Hello. So I just wanted to comment on what Jennifer was saying about when she was, you know, talking to one of her partners about something and he didn't know how to fix it and she didn't necessarily want him to fix it. I think it's really important, you know, especially if you can't tell, I'm gay. And especially, you know, when dealing with another man, I have to come at it with, I need to let him know exactly what I'm wanting from this conversation. So if I'm just wanting to vent my feelings or vent my frustrations, I don't need him to fix anything. That's what I say. I'm like, hey, I just need to vent. I just need to cry right now. I just need you to listen. If I need him to fix something, that's what I say. I'm like, hey, I need some advice. I really need your help on this. I'm not sure what to do here. And, you know, prefacing with that really helps, you know, a man know what they need to do and how they need to act or react.
I love that. I do too. Thank you so much. Yeah. And I have two questions for you on that. So, and one's kind of personal. So the awesome. First question is, so in your relationship, man on man, I'm going to guess, so would you consider yourself the more feminine energy in a relationship?
In some respects, in other respects, no.
Well, I'm really curious about exploring this topic too, and so I'd be interested in having more conversations with you later on and perhaps bringing you back in if you'd be open to that.
Absolutely.
And then my next question is when you approach the relationship that way or the situation that way, does it work?
So in one relationship, it worked really, really well. In another relationship, yes and no. He wasn't too in touch with his emotions at all, so anytime I got any type of emotional, he got really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But with the last relationship I was in, he was very okay with me, you know, being emotional and coming to him with an issue or a problem, just being like, look, I need to vent to you right now. You don't need to fix anything. I just need you to listen and, you know, give me a hug or hold me or something like that. Nice. And yeah, he was able to do that for me.
Nice. So to me, it sounds like it also has a lot to do with picking the right partner.
Yes, absolutely. And it's important to have those discussions in the very beginning of your relationship on how are you with emotions and asking the right questions.
Michael, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate
it. Thank you so
much. We have to take a break now, but I look forward to, we've got your information, and I look forward to us connecting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Taking a break.
She got better days aside.
It was actually.
And she'll tease you. She'll unease you.
What's the best way to protect your entire family from COVID-19? Make sure everyone 6 months plus is vaccinated and 5 years and up is boosted. That's the safest way to protect them from the virus and reduce its impact on your family and community. The California Department of Public Health and Vaccinate All 58 make it easy. They're bringing a mobile vaccination clinic on Thursday, September 29th to Anderson Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2769 Balls Ferry Road from 1 until 7 p.m. COVID-19 vaccinations are safe and they're free.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome, welcome back to the Ask Elle Show. This is co-host Ron Lim.
This is Elle.
And I'm Jennifer.
Don't forget Jennifer's here. We're having fun over here. But real quick, I want to say if you want to call, and we've had a couple callers already, and another one on the line waiting, 605-4567. 605-4567.
Area code 530.
Well, area code 530.
Because I got a question about that. But
okay.
Area code.
All right.
Out of state.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, we want to mention our sponsor.
Yes.
Sponsors.
Yes.
Deja Vu. Deja Brew to the left.
Yep.
The coffee side. And Carly's Restaurant. So,
yes.
Yeah, please check them out. They're great food, great service. So, where were we?
Yeah. Do we have a caller that we need to take?
Oh, yeah.
We do. It's Tiffany.
Oh. Tiffany's calling.
Tiffany, okay.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, guys.
Is this Tiffany Odoboni?
Odoboni, yes.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
I can see it in my head. Hi, Tiffany. Tiffany was our guest last week.
Welcome.
Hey, this is a great topic, and I've been thinking, you know, the hardest part about communicating with mine, my better half, in the beginning, was, you know, he was doing the typical, I'm not going to talk about my problems. And then he went through a period of growth. And when he became, hey, I want to talk, and became emotional because he was hurting, you know, and it was awesome for him, but I actually felt uncomfortable because in my Italian culture, we're not used to seeing men like that.
So what'd you do?
And, well, it was uncomfortable at first, so I just sat and listened. And then, of course, you know, as the years have gone by, it's kind of like what I do in my day job. You listen and then give a hug, say I'm sorry, validate those feelings, you know. Because he was raised to be the typical macho man, too, where you don't express your feelings. Yeah. You bury them. You fix whatever is going on, but you keep it to yourself.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that information, Tiffany, because I know there's a lot of people out there that can relate to what you're going on. And also what happens with us is as we get older, our hormone levels change. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as a man's testosterone, yes, it does drop. Testosterone levels drop, the estrogen increases, and it does make it a little easier for them to, you know, cross that barrier of, you know, I don't know, what would you call it? You know, just kind of going into their caves, you know, the cave wall comes down maybe a little bit. So, and Tiffany, thank you
safer.
So much.
Yeah, it totally makes, you're welcome anytime. It's just, I think you feel safer. It's a safe place to come talk.
Well, and you've made it safe for him too. So, you know.
Nothing
like being in the foxhole with him, let him know you've got his back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, as long as he keeps feeding me, I'm all good.
There you go.
That's what
I love
we're
it.
All right,
you guys. Food, clothing,
have
shelter.
A good night.
You too, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Okay, so I've got a couple more things coming in through text. One of them's kind of funny, but Eric texted back and said, you've got to be vocal about not needing the problem solved. I agree with that, Eric. That's a really good point. Be vocal about not needing the problem solved. He says men can be like puppies. We can be trained. I love that. That's a good. Okay, very good. And then I've got Joni from Connecticut. And she makes a really good point. You know, there's always exceptions to what we're saying. We're speaking in generalities. And
we have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller. Okay, so let me finish this up with Joni. She says that a lot of guys I know have ADHD, and that's more frequently diagnosed in guys. So some guys are also chemically imbalanced, which definitely – I'm reading a text, you guys. That's why it sounds so mechanical, mm-hmm. which will definitely impact communication. That's true. You know, there are other factors that can impact what I'm talking about, both in terms of increased stress levels and just to literally finding the words. I love it, Joni. Thank you. Not sure why ADHD impacts more guys, but that certainly has to be a handicap, even more undiagnosed. So if you have any thoughts on that, Joni, thank you so much for texting in and, you know, throwing some meat on the bones of this topic.
I have tons of thoughts on that, but I know we have the caller coming again, so.
We have Jason on the line.
Okay, Jason.
Maybe he's...
Jason.
No, we don't know. He's Jason somebody. I don't know who it is.
Does he want us to know who it is? Okay.
I don't know.
Is Jason there?
Is he on?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
Good. All right. Quick question. This is a good one. I have to tell you, I'm listening to your show. This is a good one.
Okay. It's a good question or a good show? I want to know. Stroke our show.
Okay, so wife and I own a business.
Yeah.
And she also works a second job. I come home and it takes me a little while to decompress.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I'm ready to go back inside, I'm calmed down and she vents on me and it seems to bring our stress level back up to maximum for both of us.
Okay. So I have a question for you. She vents on you, and then you're saying that as a result of her venting on you, the stress level comes back up. And so my question to you is, when she's venting on you, I have two questions for you. One, are you taking it as though she's making a complaint about you? And two, are you taking it as a problem that you're wanting to fix for her to relieve her of her discomfort?
So the answer to the first question, we both deal with the same stress. We both deal with the same thing. So it's like we deal with the same thing. I don't try to fix it. I there's certain times when I can fix it, and I know my position at that point. But
yeah.
We both have the same stress.
Yeah. So when she's talking about the things that are stressing her out, is she needing to vent?
Yes.
Because here's what a woman will do. And a lot of times, maybe the first thing out of her mouth, not always, but maybe the first thing out of her mouth will seem like it's directed at you. And I will reassure you, if you're able to get to a place where you don't say anything, you let her get it out, and you're able to just tell yourself, okay, I'm not going to fix the problem, I'm not going to take it personal, I'm not going to fix the problem, I'm not going to take it personal, then she'll start to go on to the next problem, because it's never just one problem for women. Men are focusing on one problem to fix. They're going to find a solution for that one problem so they feel better. Women, our problems are all together like a plate of spaghetti. They're all connected, and we kind of need to get the whole spaghetti out. And so she may be, now I'm just taking a stab at the dark, and you can let me know if I'm not on track, but she may have a complaint like, oh my God, the employees, blah, 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 blah. Now, nothing about your employees. I'm just pulling something off the top of my head. Or, oh, my God, the way this is handled. So that's a business that you share. So it's going to impact you in a personal way if you let it. But if you can just realize she's just trying to get that out and express it, then she's going to go on to the next thing and on to the next thing. And it may be 10 things. And so if you're able to just kind of let her get it out without any judgment, without any critical view of it, and then when she pauses and just ask her, is there more? And she'll puke up more because we've got this bucket of boat trash right inside of our rib cage that she's got to get out, and you understand what she's feeling. She's either feeling angry or frustrated or powerless or something. And you can say, gosh, I can see you feel powerless about this. I can see how that would make you feel better. Once she gets it all out, you're going to be her hero. It's mystery. I know that for you, her coming to you with something other than directed at you is like her coming to you wanting advice. And so you're going to want to give her advice, and you're going to want to make suggestions. And two or three suggestions in, it's not helping. She's still going. Well, because she's not really looking for suggestions. She's looking for, it's like a release valve. She's got to let the pressure out. And by giving her space, holding space for her to do that, she is going to feel better. That's how we reset, and that's how we soothe ourselves and reset and get that out so that we can show up our best selves. Does that sound right? Is that like hitting?
We're totally different than men and women are totally different.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And then if you want to take this further, you can always set up an appointment with me, 707-499-8999. That was a shameless plug.
Yeah, so I do, there's a key word that you use, and that is space. And anytime that you're in a conversation with anybody or doing anything, you know, your brain takes in stimulus. And what we're supposed to do before we have a reaction is to have space. So basically, between the stimulus and the response to what's happening, there should always be a space. And a lot of the times, because the stress and all the things that we deal with, our brains don't allow us to have that space to actually take that extra second to think about how we're going to react. So we automatically get irritated or grumpy or whatever. So that space is a key word.
Yeah, holding space. Saying. Just yeah. Hold space. And hold space for her. Yeah. She'll love you.
And then what?
You might even get treats that night.
And code. That's code. Yeah.
That gopher chocolate.
And then one of the other things to think about is when you're having a communication with anybody. I mean, this can be your spouse or a friend or just someone at work. Is that you know, when you think about what you're bringing to the table and what they're bringing to the table. I mean, you're bringing your whole self to the table, each one of you, your upbringing, your beliefs, your morals, your experiences, your memories, you know, all those things together. Each time you talk to somebody or anybody, you're actually bringing all those things in. And, you know, we are different. We all have had different experiences and things, and we, you know, see things differently, and they don't always, you know, don't always match. So you got to remember when you're not agreeing or when you're, you know, having a conversation and you're just not, you know, you're just not feeling the same way. Just remember, we're all a little bit different.
I got it. Sounds good.
Thank you, Jason, for calling in. And again, I just want to put it out there. This is a shameless plug. But if you do want to set up an appointment with me and explore some of these things further, 707, listen, I'm keeping this number because it's so easy, 707-499-8999, and I'll be happy to do a consultation with you. Won't cost you anything. See where you stand. Okay. So we have, it looks like, let me see. Okay, we're good. Do we have any more calls right now?
Not currently.
No calls, no texts coming in, so where I don't even know where we were. We've got how many minutes do we have before break?
Two.
Oh, 2 minutes. Okay, so where we left off, according to my notes, is that a man is not going to burden another man with his problems. Okay, we said that. So unless he needs a friend to assist him in some way. So he becomes quiet. So when a man's dealing with stress, he becomes quiet. Now, this is a problem. It's taken me so long to figure out that it's not really a problem because it seems like a problem. Man's quiet. He goes to his man cave, brain cave, to think about his problems. You know, I just realized, I'm going to interrupt myself because I didn't finish. Who was talking about ADD? I didn't finish the question that came from Louise, which was when a man walks out of the room and shuts the door. And why he's doing that, you know, from my understanding, is it's a noble thing. He is not wanting to hurt that person. And then when she goes running after, he's wanting to take space. So the nicest thing for you to do as a man when you need to do that is just look at her and go, I need to process. I need space. I don't want to say something that's going to hurt you. I'll come back. And then as a woman, no, he's going to come back to you and just give him that space. It's tough for us because we want to reconnect. We chase you. because we want to reconnect. We know that something's broken. We don't know how to fix it, so we just keep doing more of the same thing that broke it. We keep yapping at you. So, you know.
Sometimes we feel like we're losing something in an argument, you know, and then come to find out we haven't really lost anything. You know,
well, women don't walk away from each other in an argument. We're going to, like, we'll pull hair. Whatever, but we're, like, you know, if you walk away, you're dead to me. So, it's not the same rule when men do that to us, when our men do that to us. It's not the same. We have to view that it's coming from a completely, he's not behaving badly. He's trying to protect us. You.
Okay, well.
And just give him space. Or is it break time?
Well, about that time. Okay. So when we come back, we'll talk more about Mary and my relationship.
Okay.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
While temperatures are heating up outside, cool down as you stroll through Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. If you're searching for a unique gift for a wedding, anniversary, or special occasion, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, they have exactly what you're looking for. They have tumblers, goblets, plates, teacups and saucers, silverware, jewelry and jewelry boxes, necklaces, earrings, elegant pins, rings, cufflinks, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Goldleaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from, and right now they're on sale. They are drought tolerant, and it's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-resistant shrubs and trees. We have our summer sale going on now with 20% off 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Goldleaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, this is Elle.
Hey, welcome back to the Ask Elle Show. This is your co-host, her co-host, Ron Lim, not yours. Okay, so we've had some calls, we've had some texts.
I do have one more.
Hold on a second. Let me, real quick, talk about our sponsor.
Yes, of course, yes.
Sponsors. Yeah. We have Carlene's Restaurant. Yummy dinners there, fancy.
Yes,
we go for
very
a romantic
nice,
night,
yes.
Especially.
And a full bar.
Full bar.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's a Deja Vu.
Yes.
And a Deja Brew coffee to the left when you walk in.
Yep.
And our favorite place to go have coffee. We just had some this morning.
And my daughter Shiloh works there.
Yes, Shiloh.
She's awesome.
Yes, and I had a Captain Ron.
Captain
again.
Ron.
Yes.
They named a drink after you.
Yes. So, okay, let's get back to that.
Yeah, I just want to address this text because it came in a while ago, and this is from Tim Scarborough. So he's local, and a lot of you know who he is. He says that one of the things he's learned is that when a woman begins to tell her problems to me, I will ask her if she wants me to help solve them or just listen. Wonderful. That's a great piece of advice, I guess, for lack of a better term. Most of the time it's just listening. Yes, because yes, listening is helpless. Okay, thank you, Tim, for that. And so back, I don't think I have any more text. Okay. So getting back to Okay, sorry. I thought Liam was giving me hand signals over there. He wasn't. So here's what happens is when the man becomes quiet, he goes into his man cave, thinks about the problem. He's mulling over it to find a solution. To us, that looks like he's disconnected. He doesn't want to involve. He doesn't want to be involved with us. We get our feelings hurt because women don't do that unless we're mad. So, but he's not behaving badly. He's not mad at us. When he's found a solution, he'll feel much better. And then he'll come out of his cave. If he can't find a solution, he'll do something else, like go watch a ball game. I don't know. That's just not, I mean, there's probably more examples than that. That's just sort of a silly one. But, you know, he needs to fly. Yes. When you need to get away from Mary.
Oh.
You go.
Oh, yeah. Mary.
Oh. So, you know, a man needs to disengage his mind from the problems of the day so he can relax. Different for a woman. If a woman gets upset, so men don't want to talk about it. They want to go into their cave. They want to process. They want to solve. That's great. That's just how you are, most of you. When a woman gets upset or stressed to find relief, what she's going to do is she's going to seek out someone she trusts, which is going to be the first person she's going to try this out on is her partner. She's going to seek you out, and then she's going to want to talk in detail. In detail about the problems of the day. So, when we share our feelings, we're feeling overwhelmed and we want to get that overwhelmed feeling out. We just need to get it out so we can feel better. So for us, when we share our problems, it's not because we are upset with you or we need something fixed. We don't want to be a burden, but it's so that we can feel better. We just want to feel better. And then we're looking at you like, you're the lucky person. You're the lucky person that gets to make us feel better. As I'm looking at Ron, he's really not that lucky person. But for me, sometimes he is. So she feels good when she has a safe, loving place where she can share problems. So, you know, how this sorts out in a relationship is to understand when the man goes into his man. You can express it to your partner as men. You can say, I got to go put all my stuff away. I got to go process. When he's doing that, no, it's not personal. He's not mad at you, because we'll do that. Are you mad at me? What's going on? Why? Why are you being quiet? How come you're not talking to me? You talked to me yesterday. You were telling me, look, last week. You texted me 5 times a day last week. You're not texting me. You haven't texted me for a week. What's going on? What did I do? And it's typically not that. It's hard for us to understand that. But it's typically because he's processing. He's focused. So she's feeling good, and understand that she needs that connection. As men, she needs that connection. She needs you to touch in. Hey, I know I haven't been communicating with you lately. I'm sorry. You know, I'm thinking about you. I love you. I got a lot on my mind. And, you know, just check in with her. That'll keep her busy. That'll keep her mind very busy. So men feel good when they can solve problems when he's stressed, and women feel good when she can talk about problems.
I see.
Anybody got anything to add, or should
Jennifer.
I just continue?
Yes.
Anything to add to that? No. Well, okay. So when I walk away and say I need space or processing, that's not going to make her mad.
It is.
If she doesn't know the rules, I mean, you got to know the rules.
Mary gets mad at me.
I'm here. So
Mary gets mad at me. What should I say then?
Yeah. Well, communication is really important. And if you don't know how to communicate with each other, give me a call. We'll work on it.
That number again?
707-499-8999.
Okay.
Yeah, give me a call, and we can, sometimes it's just a tiny calibration that can, prevent a huge problem
down the road.
And
sometimes a hug, you know, like I said, a touch.
Yes, it can be.
A hug, you know, I love you, we're going to get through this, I'm feeling overwhelmed from work, and I'm here for you, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. Just tell me later.
Well, and if she shares her feelings, like you disconnected from me. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
No,
that was funny,
no,
and I'm all focused on my own self. Yeah, but if she is sharing, if she's trying to share feelings with you, like, oh, I just feel scared, I feel scared, where have you been? Then it's important to know what she's trying to do is figure out, did I do something wrong? She wants to reconnect with you. When you're focused and you go into your cave, it feels like disconnection. We don't do that. Okay. So to us, it feels like disconnection. So thank you for asking. And
well, it'll make Mary happy if I do that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we still have time.
About 6 minutes.
Okay. Liam, you had a question earlier. Did you have a question earlier, or are we... No.
I don't think so, but I'm sure I could come up with one.
Would you come up with one, please?
Yeah, give me a second.
Because you have great questions. You do great.
Well, just keep talking, and I'll think about something I can ask you.
Okay, so I'm going to keep going. So when the man is completely focusing on solving, here's what he does. He focuses on one problem at a time, and when a man does this, he's focusing on solving one problem at a time. And so when he does that, he can literally lose awareness of everything else. You have that ability. We don't. We can't disconnect anything from anything. So other issues and even responsibilities can fade into the background during these times. And so to a woman, it feels like you're distant, unresponsive, and preoccupied. So, and the more stressed a man is, the more he's gripped by the problem. So at this time when he's gripped by a problem and trying to sort it out and solve it for himself, this is a time when he actually really is incapable of giving much else.
It's hard for me to solve her problems when one after another come at me. I'm still thinking about the first one when she's on the fifth one.
Facts.
Mary is like that.
Have Mary. Listen to the show.
I'll give Mary your number.
Operative word you said there is it's hard for me to solve her problems.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, you don't need to solve her problems. Yeah.
Okay, so if she just appears to be, you know, upset and whatnot.
She's going to feel upset mostly because she might feel disconnected and ignored and unimportant. And it's just a matter of understanding why she feels that way, because we don't have that factory setting that causes us to... I mean, sometimes we do, but generally that factory setting of I need to go away and I need to process this by myself. So she thinks that you should be happy to have this conversation with her. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
is this topic going off the rails?
No, it's taking this turn. But no, I think that I personally default to problem solving unless it's clarified that that's not what's needed for me.
And that makes sense.
And I mean, when I'm busy, I'm trying to get my stuff done. And even if the worst thing is when I wasn't able to get everything done in the day that I needed to get done. So then all I can think about is how I'm going to manage my time over the rest of the week to get the rest of everything done. And until I have a plan in place, I can't function or do anything. I won't eat until I can have it figured out.
That, you know, Liam, that is a really good example of everything we're talking about right now. So you didn't get to all of the
missions.
You didn't get to them all. And so your brain now has to come up with a solution for not getting to that. And you literally cannot break away from that.
It's like crippling.
You can't. You can't break away from it until you've come to some kind of a problem-solving solution. So you can't, if you have a significant other, you're not going to be able to even give her attention until that's solved. And, of course, most men are solving these problems not just for themselves, but for their partner and their family and whoever is, they've got the weight of the world on their shoulders. And so, you know, you can let your significant other know, I love you. I know I'm not checking in. It's not because I don't love you. I've got so much going right now. I'm not capable of it. Can you support me in this?
Thank you.
Not to single you out, but it was a good question.
Thank you.
It was a really good question. How are we doing on time?
I'm going to tell Mary that.
2 minutes.
Yeah. 2 minutes, okay.
Well, what are we going?
Well, I've still got a lot. I'm only halfway through my notes.
Oh.
Well, I have a question for Liam.
This year.
Yeah.
So when you have extra stuff to do and you said that, you know, you don't get it done, do you ever dream about the things that you... Okay.
Yeah, no, it's constant.
I've had a lot of men tell me that if they can't get all their stuff done, that they will literally dream about it and wake up in the middle of the night, and the next morning they open their eyes, and then that's what they're thinking about.
Yeah, go mode. Yeah.
Good question. I like that. So I'm going to, with the last little bit of time that I have, which is 1 minute, is how women react when men are in the cave. So when a man's stuck in the cave, he's powerless to give his woman the quality attention she deserves. So it's hard to be for a woman to be accepting of him at this time. She does not know how stressed you are. We just don't know. We don't get that that's how you deal with stress, because we'll call our girlfriends. I'll call Jen. Jen. So if she were to come home and talk about all of his problems, or if he, sorry, I said she, if he were to come home and talk about all of his problems, then she could be more compassionate. But instead he doesn't talk. So then she feels like he's ignoring her. And that's what you want to try to resolve, is her feeling ignored.
Yeah.
Your son
right.
comes. Okay, we're wrapping it up.
Wrapping
I did
up.
It.
Everybody,
thank you.
Enough.
Thank you so
calls,
much
text,
for checking in, the text, and the calls.
Yeah. Thanks for having me here.
Jennifer, thank you
Jennifer.
So much for being here.
And everybody
right,
come out
next week.
Week.